Brilliant sunshine across interior New York and New England through the afternoon, and with less wind today, temperatures will be more comfortable as they climb into the mid-30s. High pressure is building in from southern Ontario. It will be overhead tonight, keeping skies clear, and with light winds, temperatures will drop quickly back through the 20s and into the upper teens for overnight lows. With that same high pressure center in control tomorrow morning, we'll start out with beautiful sunshine. However, as the high slides off the East Coast and a low pressure center heads toward the Great Lakes, clouds will be on the increase. A southerly wind flow, though, will push temperatures through the 30s and into the mid-40s for afternoon highs, with rain showers becoming likely, especially in the western Adirondacks, the Mohawk Valley, western Catskills, and I-88 corridor by the end of the day. That wave of low pressure will push through on Wednesday night, and for the day on Thursday, we'll have cloudy skies as another storm system heads through the Great Lakes. A cold front will track our way during the day Thursday, and rain will be likely, perhaps some heavier downpours as well, with temperatures surging into the lower 50s. Behind the front, the wind will flip around back to the northwest, and colder air will flow in for the day on Friday. Skies will be mostly cloudy, and the wind will pick up, and a few rain and snow showers are possible, with highs back into the lower 40s. We'll continue to cool down into the weekend with highs in the mid-30s on Saturday with a few scattered snow showers and a northwest breeze before we bump it back up toward 40 on Sunday. Another weak disturbance will head our way for Monday with a chance for snow showers and highs back into the upper 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms today across parts of northeastern Oklahoma, northwestern Arkansas, and central Missouri. Instability in the warm sector of this surface low probably will be sufficient to support organized convective development, with at least a window of opportunity for convection capable of producing severe wind gusts and hail during the late afternoon and evening. A tornado or two may also not be out of the question. Meanwhile, Tropical Cyclone Nathan continues to weaken inland across the northern coast of Australia, 88 miles east of Darwin. Maximum winds are now down to about 20 to 30 miles per hour, and Nathan is expected to dissipate later today or tonight. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Miami, Florida, to a low of 23 below zero at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny near 40, Boston sunny in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 48 degrees, the average low, 29. The record high, 69, set in 1976, and the record low, 0, in 1875. Sunrise this morning, 6:52 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:12 p.m., 12 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, but more comfortable today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, more comfortable today with highs reaching into the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and more comfortable today with highs reaching the lower to mid 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, more comfortable today with highs reaching the mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, but more comfortable today with highs reaching the mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, late-day showers possible, especially in central New York, with highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with rain likely everywhere Thursday in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and colder Friday with a few rain and snow showers in the lower 40s. Back to the mid-30s with a few snow showers Saturday. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Sunday, around 40, and around 40 with the chance of a rain or snow shower on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.